Sagt der Mishnah weiter. Was sagt das Mayit Katan? Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. When they would gather the olives, after they finished gathering the olives, they would pile it up in a keli called a maitan. It was like a large vat. And the point was, you had a lot of olives pressing together. We want them to start softening up and opening up before we start squeezing them to make sure that we get all the oil out. That's how we turn them from side to side. We kind of mix it. When you were ready for squeezing, called schita, they would take a big, heavy beam and put it on the olives. Lift the beam, put it back down, lift the beam, put it back down many times. And then the oil would be poured into barrels, and they would put a special cover on that barrel called a magufa. And that would be sealed with tit around and around to make sure that it's properly closed. Zakta Mishnah. Once again, Masechtas Moed Katan, Perik Sheini, Mishnah Alf. Misha Hafach HaZesa. He already turned everything over. He mixed it where you're supposed to. Ve'eray Evil Oyonis. And right before he was about to squeeze the olives for their oil, something happened to him. One of his relatives passed away, Rechmana Litzlan, and an oval is not allowed to do malacha. Or some other oinus happened. He became sick. He was imprisoned. Oisha hetu'u, according to some gerses, we add the word payala. He hired workers to come and squeeze the olives before Yom Tov. They said they're going to come, but they never showed up. Now it's chalamayim. Zok the Mishnah, Toyein Kaider Hashayin. In all these instances, he can put the beam down onto the olives during Chol HaMoed one time, so that the process begins with the oil starting to come out of the olives. You see, once you turn them over, let's explain again. When you put all these olives into the big vat, we dafka press them in such a way that they start like falling apart, it gets rubbed one against the other. Now this is done to get all the oil out, but if you don't start taking the oil out, there's going to be a very big hefset. So we're going to allow him to put the beam down once. Normally the beam goes down once, the heavy beam squeezes out oil, we do it again and again. Here we're going to let him do it one time. He puts it down once, the beam rests on the olives until after Yom Tov, but again, you can't pump it. You can't go up, down, up, down. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even a Dover HaAvid has to be done with the Shinoi, not in the normal way. And this, that he's only doing it once, that makes the Shinoi. Incidentally, says the Bat Tanura, we see from here, even things that are Mutra Chol HaMoed are Aser for an Aval, because during his days of Avelis, we don't even allow him to put the beam down once. Although, says the Bat Tanura, others may do it for him. Rabbi Yaisi says, Zoylef. What does Zoylef mean? Zoylef means to pour. You can pour all the olives into the place where you squeeze them. The goimer, you can complete the entire process of squeezing the olives. You can bring the beam down again and again onto the olives until all the oil is out of it. The guff, and you can fill up the barrels with the oil. And you can seal the barrels with their cover, called a magufa, as explained, kedarka, in the normal way. There's no need for a shinui, according to Rabbi Yaisi, because any Dover HaAvid can be done in Chol HaMoed Kedarkai without a Shinui. And the Bat Tanura says that the Halach is like Rabbi Yaisi. So basically we learned in our Mishnah that once the olives were put into the big vat and you started turning them over, you must start the Shechita process. If not, there's going to be a Hefset. If this person really prepared everything to be done before Yom Tov, but something happened that was out of his control, and Avelos Rachman al Etzlan, some other oinus, he became sick, he was ill, he was in prison, but now he's better, but now it's Yom Tov. Maybe he hired workers, but they never showed up. Whatever the case is, it's Yom Tov, the Shechita process must begin. If not, there's going to be a hefset to the Zesim. So Rabbi Yehuda says he can start. Normally the beam goes down and up, pressing down on the Zesim. You can do it one time. Rabbi Yaisi says, no, do everything you're supposed to do, including putting it into the barrels and sealing the barrels. Rabbi Yaisi holds when it comes to a Dover HaAvid, a Chol HaMoed, it can be done without a Shinui, and we said that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yaisi.